This morning is cold. And baby, I'm waiting for you. Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It is Friday, May 21st, 2010. Well, I've had my iPad now for a little over 10 days, and I'm really enjoying it. The one thing that I would say I've done recently is to buy electronic books, ebooks. I bought some books from both Amazon for the Kindle app and also for the iBooks from the Apple Store. Now, I think that previously books were about $9.99, and there still are quite a few books that are $9.99 and older ones that may be a little cheaper. There's also, you know, tens of thousands of free books, for example, Pride and Prejudice. All those books you didn't want to read in high school, a lot of those are free. And so maybe as an adult you like them better than you did when you were forced to read it as a 16-year-old kid in high school. Anyways, so the books now are, you know, $12.99 and $14.99 for new books, bestsellers, that sort of thing. Now, compare that to books that you might see at Borders or Barnes & Noble, you know, the brick-and-mortar stores. Maybe you have another one in your area. Those books, when 20 and 30% off, aren't that far away from the digital book price. You'd think that there'd be some cost savings having to send the books digitally instead of having to house them in a store, but they're not. So you're paying more. You're not able to share the books with friends. It's your own personal copy. Now, the benefit of that, of course, is that with the iPad, you can take multiple books with you. That's great on vacation. You don't have to worry too much about running out of anything to read. But, you know, you think that there would be a better way to do this. It seems to me that book publishers, this is maybe an investing angle, but it would think to me that book publishers are going to make a lot of money with ebooks because their cost to do ebooks is significantly less than, or should be significantly less than, the physical copy. I do like the books, the ebooks. The only problem I'm having so far trying to read on the iPad is that I am constantly distracted by other things on the iPad, such as the internet, such as other apps, and such as some of the games, for example, Pinball HD. So sometimes it's a little hard for me to get more than 5 or 6 pages before, you know, wanting to check sports scores or you know, read blogs or read news feeds, something like that. But overall, I think reading on the iPad's a lot of fun, and I will probably continue to buy books and complain about the price. Hey, that's it. And the music in the background is J.J. Appleton from Podsafe Music. See ya.